Well, basically, the day that this tragedy occurred, that night my husband and I prayed together, and we talked about what is it that God intends to have come out of this situation. We knew God didn't intend for it to happen, but it is what it is. It did happen. So what can we do? And we just felt like we were going to pray from that moment on of how we could allow God to work through us and how we could help others because of this situation. We just cannot sit back and allow it to happen to other people if there's a voice that we can have to help make some changes, some positive changes.
And you've actually decided to be an advocate and to be an outspoken advocate for mental health issues.
Yes. I believe there's a lot of brokenness in our system today. I don't believe that's the intent of anybody who works in that system. The laws and the standards in place today, I don't think are working. And it's obvious to our family they're not working. If it was just broken in our situation, I would be shocked, because I have heard from people across the nation who have faced a similar circumstance that our family has faced. So by speaking out, I hope that we can bring to light some of these areas that are broken, that are not working together the way they should be working together, and maybe as simple as some procedural changes can make some really positive changes in the lives of those suffering from mental illness and the caregivers of those individuals.
And you've been busy. There is not a lack of opportunity for you to speak out on mental illness.
Especially this time of year, this being the week of Mental Illness Awareness Week, we've had many opportunities. We were down in Des Moines for the state NAMI walk there and National Alliance of Mental Illness. And then tonight at our high school, on Wednesday night, we are going to be having an educational awareness night. It'll be a panel of individuals speaking out about mental illness, all the way from a caregiver's perspective to an individual that suffers from mental illness. On Thursday, I'll be in Cedar Rapids. I will be speaking to a group there, and I will also be speaking to a group in Iowa City on Thursday.
How much do you reveal about your own personal situation when you talk to these various groups?
I don't like to bring Mark into play specifically. I feel like Mark's life has been exposed enough. However, we have nothing to hide with that said. But I try and instead focus more on what areas we really struggled with as a whole, in the communication factor, in the treatment factor, the lack of accountability by certain agencies, and even our own court system. And so that's sort of what I like to focus more on, is some of those areas that I really felt I have very serious concerns about.